Did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a simple ass smile. I bet the boys at home can leave you alone, your little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown.
It is 7:10 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Go ahead and download that app today. If you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Love is in the air. Valentine's Day is coming, everyone, especially guys. It is February the 14th. They could tell you the date of the Super Bowl, but they could, but they'll miss Valentine's Day. So if you think you're going to be busy on Valentine's Day, do yourself a favor and attend the Aspects of Love. It's presented by the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. It's on Saturday, February the 11th. You can go there on Saturday, then go watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, and then you'll be good to go for Valentine's Day. So the Symphony Orchestra, they're helping everyone out there get into the loving spirit. We have Elda Franklin joining us. She's the education director for the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, but she wears many hats. And we so appreciate you for joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Elda. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Well, you really are helping a lot of people out there who have no plans for Valentine's Day. You're providing a nice venue to do so. Aspects of Love. So what can we expect on Saturday, February the 11th?
Well, this is going to be, as you say, a lovely evening. Aspects of Love. It's we're honoring February and St. Valentine's Day. And our program is, I think this is, to me, is one of the most exciting programs we've done and one of the most beautiful. All of the composers represented on the program are representative of the 19th century Romanticism movement. Mm. Another connection there with with love. So the audience can expect beautiful melodies, lush harmonies, and a big, full orchestra sound from the stage. We're starting with Rossini's Overture to the Opera, Cinderella, and we all know that love story. And Rossini's music is a great way to start a concert. I mean, he was a genius in building a audience excitement for a program. Mm. So everybody's going to be hyped the minute they hear Rossini. That's followed by Mendelssohn's incidental music to Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is one of Shakespeare's great comedies. It's about love, naturally. Four sets of lovers who get themselves into some pretty strange circumstances, but manage to get them out. And the audience will recognize the wedding music at the end of the incidental music. We're doing something different with that particular piece. We've got four Shakespearean actors who are going to perform two scenes from the Shakespearean play.
Oh, that's a
so that's
aspect.
That's going to be a real treat. And that music is said to be the greatest incidental music ever written. So that's wonderful.
So the actors will perform the scene. They won't speak, right?
They will.
Oh, they will speak. Okay. Yeah. So the music will be
Incidental to that.
Oh, yes.
That's a great little added bonus.
Yeah, it is.
Is that challenging, fun, pretty common in the orchestra community?
Not really. I know Dr. Evans, who is our guest conductor for this concert, did it with his orchestra in Myrtle Beach. The Long Bass Symphony did this. And so he is bringing that experience to Rock Hill. So that's going to be an interesting experience and fun, I think.
You know, in general, the orchestra music is lovely, right? It does spur, no matter what you're playing, like just love, enjoyment, But you add in the songs that you mentioned, and that's like Valentine's Day on steroids, right?
That's right.
I love it. So it's going to be Saturday, February the 11th. Go ahead and get your tickets. It's going to be at South Point High School Auditorium. Pre-concert talk at 6:30. The concert at 7:30. You mentioned the guest conductor, and tell us a little bit about the guest conductor and the violinist, if you can.
Oh, yes. Our concert master, Bill Terwilliger, is going to be our violin soloist on a beautiful composition by the French composer Ernest Chanson. It's called Poem, and there's a strange story behind that. It's a love story, as you might imagine, but it's one of those Russian love stories full of everything else. Love, jealousy, sorcery, black magic, violence, you know, all those things that people love to read about.
Love and war.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That piece, to me, it sounds like a love match between the violin soloist and the orchestra. It really is lovely. And Bill is a fantastic violinist. Mm. He performs all over the world. So we're really fortunate to have Bill in our orchestra as our leader of the violin. Of the violins. He's great.
That's awesome. Well, we know that this is the final concert for this season, but you also have a fundraiser coming up in March. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's going to be our gala on March 23rd. It will be at the White Home, and we're busy working on that right now, gathering together items for our silent auction. We'll have a string quartet and a brass group performing there, and you'll be hearing more about that as we get closer to it. But that's going to be a wonderful evening. Our fundraising was cut short, as you know, by the pandemic. So this is our first big fundraiser, and we invite everybody out there to get a ticket.
Well, we have said this since the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra was created. We are very lucky to have a symphony orchestra in our backyard. Yes. It is pretty common in South Carolina, as we learned earlier this morning. What, there are 16, correct, throughout the state? Roughly 16?
Yeah, roughly 16.
Okay. So we're lucky to have what we have here. The concerts are great, and I applaud you all, because the symphony orchestra can be very scary for folks who don't know anything about music. Yeah. But you all find a way, like around Christmas, to do things that people are knowledgeable about, songs that they've heard, and then still educate them with other songs that they maybe not have heard. And you all kind of do like events throughout the year that will draw in people that are not traditional attendees of the symphony orchestra. So that's a kudos to you all for doing that. But as we've learned, to have a well-balanced community, you need to have a thriving arts community.
Yes.
And I know the symphony orchestra is a big part of that. So we really appreciate what you all do. You can help them out by attending the orchestra. One, it's just great music. And if your life is stressful, I have learned listening to symphony orchestra music takes it down about 10 notches. So there's that. But you're helping, a great organization, and get out, attend their concerts, attend their gala if you can. And we'll keep you thriving for sure. We'll get you back to pre-pandemic.
Oh, that'd be great. Levels.
We really will.
And again, the Aspects of Love concert is going to take place on Saturday, February the 11th at South Point High School. The doors open at 6:30 with the concert beginning at 7:30. And to get tickets, how do you do that, Elda?
You can go online on rhsymphony.org, and there's a way to buy tickets online.
Rockstar Elda Franklin is the education director for the Rock Hill Symphony.